We talked before about the shortage of geriatricians, and that has been a little bit stressful being the only full-time geriatrician in Charleston or at CAMC and WVU, you know, which has been a little bit frustrating and stressful, but that's not the main reason. There is an expression in the geriatrics world that in geriatrics, 1 = 0. That it's very hard to be the only geriatrician in a healthcare system. You know, you need a group to be effective and share on call and so forth. I do have a wonderful new position at Abington Memorial Hospital as chief of geriatrics in Abington, Pennsylvania, where I'll be part of a larger group and fellowship program. But again, I've really loved West Virginia and all the patients and all the people that I've worked with. And our relocating is mainly for family reasons.
So if you're leaving, and you're the only full-time geriatrician in Charleston, what's going to happen to the old people in the area?
Well, I'm hoping that everyone will be okay with the remaining physicians in Charleston, but there is a shortage of geriatricians here as well as everywhere. As far as I know, I've been the only full-time practicing geriatrician in Charleston and in an academic center in this part of West Virginia for the last couple of years since some of my former partners left and got other jobs. The only other full-time practicing specialist academic geriatrician in the region that I know of is Dr. Neach from Huntington, from Marshall, and WVU and CAMC are certainly actively looking for, you know, additional geriatric specialists to fill in and replace me and expand, but it's very difficult because of the national shortage of geriatricians and just because of the economics of West Virginia. Even though it's a wonderful, lovely state, you know, unfortunately, it's hard to get people to move here.
You are leaving. You talked about other colleagues leaving as well. Is geriatrics a dying profession, so to speak? Is this something that will be taken over by internal medicine doctors who may not have as much training but who will have to care for this patient population, which is an expanding patient population, especially in West Virginia?
Sure. Obviously, the need for geriatrics is expanding and skyrocketing given the aging population. But, you know, for whatever economic and professional reasons, it's been difficult to attract people into the field. So I wouldn't say that it's a dying specialty, but it's a struggling specialty. And until Medicare and insurers and hospitals and the powers that be, you know, make it a more attractive and profitable specialty, I think it's going to remain challenging, you know, to attract people to work in this field. So the general family practitioners and internal medicine specialists and, you know, other subspecialists are going to be forced to provide most of the care for elderly people as they do already. The geriatrics field is struggling with this issue and trying to come up with strategies to, you know, recruit more people into the specialty, but also they realize that it's difficult and we're probably never going to have enough practicing geriatricians to take care of all the elderly people. So another focus or redefinition of the field is suggested to be education, to have the small core of geriatricians able to teach all the other practitioners, you know, in our country to take better care of the elderly, and also to assume leadership positions in the healthcare system to try to improve the geriatric care system as a whole at a higher level versus providing the hands-on care.